We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Also, I really like the announcer. Sounded just like, Iona wins the MAC or whatever.
Yeah.
Teams that make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Just screaming. And the whole, you could hear the whole people behind him and everything. He's just, you know, he's in this little press box and everybody there is a fan of that team.
Right.
And they were just screaming and yelling.
Listen to this guy's call. It's really bad. Like he can't even get the name of the guy out who hit the ball. He was so excited. He was like, his words were.
His previous at bat.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Two outs, Howard into Brothers. The pitch. That one hit high and deep by Blaze Brothers. It's back. It's at the wall. The left fielder can't make the catch. Rounding third base is the runner. The second. Blaze runs into the umpire. Coming into second base, sliding and safe. No, he caught him out. Are you kidding me? The umpire got in Blaze Brothers' way.
No engineer on site to help with the overmodulation.
No, that's probably true. I also overlooked the fact that the guy's name is Blaze Brothers.
Yeah.
Blaze Brothers. Right. Is his name.
His first name is Blaze, right?
Which is pretty
and
great.
Last name is Brothers.
Correct. They're not
there's a Blaze from Tonganoxie.
There's not two of them.
Yeah.
But he's named Blaze Brothers.
Blaze
Brothers. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's a great name.
It's a good name.
If your name is Blaze, you should be able to avoid the umpire.
Yeah, you got to avoid the umpire, man. Go around that guy.
So you were down in Miami this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There was a baseball game there.
There was. We went. You usually do two. We did one this year.
You didn't want to do two games at the Marlins?
No, we planned going, hey, look, yeah. We had to go see Luis and have, you know, dinner at Garcia's on Saturday.
Talking about another sporting event there.
Yeah, it was the F1 and how great that was and how much fun
it was.
And
that was, what, 3 weeks ago? Two weeks ago?
2 or 3 weeks. Right after the draft, right?
It was
the week after the draft. And so it was, you know, beginning of May. And so here we are at the end of May, a couple weeks ago. And that's what everybody was talking about. And this coming on the heels of a story late last week, over the weekend, whenever it popped, that Arrowhead has been named a finalist now for the 2026 World Cup. And I'm thinking, all right, that's great. We're a finalist. We should be. From everything that I hear, we're going to be getting a game for the World Cup in 2026 here, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium, which is great. And I think, you know, the F1 race got me thinking, this one got me thinking as well. This is where sports is headed right now, to these big events, these marquee events that people want to see. That's why the NFL is to the level of where it's at right now, because it's once a week and it is a marquee event. These events like baseball and the NBA and the National Hockey League and all this stuff that play almost every single day, I don't know that that's necessarily on the palate of the sports fan anymore. The NFL dominates because it's a great sport, because it's equity across the board, but also because it's one game a week. You have to invest 3 hours, and that is it, in your week. People don't have the time in their day, or the brain capacity, if you will, or the want to sit around and watch 162 baseball games or 82 NBA or NHL games. They want to hit it and quit it when it comes to their events. And that's why the NFL is where it is, at the top of the sports world, because it is literally 3 hours out of your entire week. That's why these big sporting events continue to dominate and continue to bring celebrities, because they're unique, they're major, they're once in a while, they're not overdone. It's a place to be seen. It's something to be done, to do, that is different than you've ever done before. And I think as long as basketball and hockey and baseball continue to try to force the message of, we need 82 or 162 games of just the regular season, they're going to continue to fall further and further behind because other big events are coming on. If we get a World Cup game here in 2026 and you only have so much of your entertainment dollar to spend, aren't you going to want to spend it on that, to be part of that atmosphere, to be part of that environment, to be part of that game that will be here in 2026 and probably never again in our lifetime, right? We probably will never see it again in our lifetime. You're going to want to be part of that. There's a Formula One race that's coming. You want to be part of that. That stadium, Josh, you know, when you were there for the Super Bowl, it is completely different. They built a tennis center in the parking lot of that stadium now, and a Formula One track. And I hate to say
this. It's a multi-event location.
I hate to say this. There is no more parking outside of Dolphin Stadium.
There's no, because they've occupied it with everything else,
with
right?
Everything else. Caution is what may be coming for here in Kansas City.
Where do they put them?
22-minute walk is the closest parking lot.
Oh, my. Well, that's not ideal.
Over a highway.
Well, that's not ideal.
No. They've eliminated tailgating at Dolphins games, and they've made their stadium an entertainment complex to generate money all the time. Big-time tennis events, the Formula One race. It's no longer just a football facility. When that new Arrowhead gets built, wherever it is, it's going to be a rude awakening for what we're used to here in Kansas City, because I'm seeing what all these other entertainment complexes are doing. And the Dolphins, from what I was told, basically said, we're losing a lot of money in the parking lot with people tailgating. We're eliminating tailgating. We're going to make it as difficult as we possibly can for people to tailgate because they're not spending money inside the stadium.
Can you get better public transit there at least?
No.
See, that's
really.
that's the trade-off. Like, if you can get to the venue,
right?
Like, so be it. I'm remembering the one in Seattle. Baseball, they're literally like stacked up. It's like baseball stadium, football stadium, whatever. But there's like a train that runs right there. Like,
I've done that one. It's perfect.
That makes it like way better. Okay, you can still come and park here.
But you know, Dolphin Stadium out in the middle of nowhere.
It's more convenient for you to ride a train. Like, if you have that aspect, and obviously there's other cities that already had, you know, those, and it's, you can catch a train to Wrigley, or you can get, you know, but if you're stuck, boy, that's bad.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't get out of there the night of the Super Bowl, right?
No, that traffic's bad. Miami's terrible.
Right.
Like a terrible driving city.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
It appears there. Everybody honks. It's, they're just on their horn all the time. Nobody seems to ever be moving. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't imagine. That's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. But so that's what they're doing. They're making it harder and harder and harder to get to that stadium and tailgate, where people are just going, is it worth it? I don't know. But for the Dolphins, it is, because people are now not spending time in the parking lot cooking and drinking. They're getting to the game and they're walking 22 minutes and they're going in to the game, and then they're spending their money inside, so they win that way. I'm telling you, man. It's coming.
Hopefully not to that extent.
Hopefully not. You can't forget to what got you here.
But
you can't forget what got you here.
They will definitely be looking at other things to do. Well, one, the other days of the year,
right,
for sure.
Yep.
But also,
yep,
even on that particular day. Density's an issue there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in Miami, where that's at.
You mean?
Where the stadium is. Presuming, again, you've already made everyone mad, is saying if you move to the Kansas
side, I want the biggest track of land possible, man.
You'd have room.
Yeah. Because where are we going to park could be an issue.
You might be a little locked at the current location.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which I think is why they're exploring others. Like, I think Mark Donovan had mentioned the development, and we're not sure that this is going to be the place for development.
Right.
Okay. So I think that
it's been 50 years.
I think it is in their back of their minds, too. If we want to do this, 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 and this, we need this amount of space. Well, we know where this amount of space is.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't the current location.
Like, as great as tailgating is, it's what makes Arrowhead Stadium the special place that it is. For every person that's out there eating and tailgating and drinking in the parking lot, that is looked at as lost revenue inside that stadium.
Even though they're getting 60-some bucks a car or whatever it is,
right,
now.
But you're not spending as much. Imagine if you parked and you just walked in and everybody ate and drank inside instead of doing that outside. And that's what the Dolphins said they're tired of, so they started doing all the stuff to make it difficult for people to tailgate. If you want to tailgate, you're going to have to find your own spot. It's not going to be easy. And they've got a tennis center, they've got a racetrack, and everything outside the stadium that makes it prohibitive to try to go there and tailgate at a football game. And that way you just go inside and spend your dollars in there.
Again, which is fine, but my other question is, how do you get there? How do they get them there, period?
You walk.
People are just... people are just, you're just going to have to walk 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. It is
like, give me an option to get there and then we can talk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it's gotten to the point where people are like, this isn't worth it anymore. I'm tired of doing this. I don't want to walk to the game. Screw it.
It does sound terrible.
Yeah. But that's where the sports world is trending. Big events, one day a week, one day a year, one major event, bring a tennis event here for 2 weeks. Like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to maximize every single day of these, you know, colossal NFL stadiums. And it's going to happen here in Kansas City, and it should. It's a business, you know? I say it all the time. If sports fans saw how the sausage was made, man, they'd be turned off. So
there's a fine line,
I think,
this one sounds a little extreme to me.
It's very extreme.
I think that people here will be smart enough to realize they can't completely squash what made them great.
Right. Yeah. It's what put it on the map. Yeah.
You can make it a little bit different, but I got to think much like the airport.
Right.
What did the airport people tell us when they were doing, we're going to take things that people enjoy about the current thing and try to incorporate those here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the conveniences we're going to incorporate here. I'd like to think when the baseball stadium moves, they're going to incorporate some of the things that you like down there as well. I would think that you would incorporate some of the things that made you who you are while getting the new amenities to go along with it.
Josh, look at Jerry World. Remember when they built Jerry World and they had Jerry World and then they had the Arlington Stadium in that same parking lot? Since Jerry World has gone up, they basically built a power and light district in the parking lot. They've built a new baseball stadium. There's not a lot of parking around Cowboys Stadium either right now. If it is, it's $75 to $100 for a good spot. A lot of the people over there, they tailgate at the adult bookstore. I mean, that's because what I've seen. I mean, there's a strip mall and they tailgate there, they park there, and it's a changing landscape in the NFL right now. It is a changing landscape in the NFL right now. They are trying to find a way to get you inside the stadium at all of these venues, at all of them. And that's why, for me, I don't give a rat's ass where they build the stadium. I just want it on the biggest track of land possible so we're not talking about issues like this.
Josh Vernier, a Royals insider, coming up at 8:30. But first, we'll play a Should He Come to Kansas City with this player next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sit with us at the K, and I mean us, all of us on 610 Sports Radio on June the 8th. We'll have a section out at the K, thanks to our friends at Boulevard. And you can be there as well, winning a pair of tickets to see the Royals and Jays on June 8th with us. Must be 21 to enter, but this is how you do it. Go to any of the participating Kansas City locations. The full list at 610sports.com on the front page or in the contest section. Johnny's Tavern, Brooksider, Nick and Jake's, the other place, just a few of the participating locations. Look for the Boulevard Wheat sign, scan the QR code at those participating locations, and you'll be registered to win a pair of tickets. See the Royals and Jays. Must be 21 to enter. Come sit with us at the K. We'll be out in a special section at the K. Must be 21 to enter and win. Boulevard, unfiltered wheat, fresh look, same great taste.
It's the Alejandro Kirk game, right?
It is. Is yeah. that what we're calling it? We're doubling it there?
Yes, the Alejandro Kirk game. Yeah. That guy better play.
He better.
Is this a day game?
Yes.
So it's a day game after a night game?
Yeah,
Kirk may not be able to go.
He may not be able to go.
There's a good chance Alejandro Kirk may not be able to go in that one.
He better at least be
played last night.
Better at least be DHing in that game. That's all I got to
see that guy play somewhere.
He's a portly catcher.
He really is. And short.
Short and stocky, and looks like he should be playing on your softball team.
Like he's number 69, dude, right? I'm big stick 69. Let's go.
Yeah.
Update on a mattress on the side of the road, I-29 and Berry Road. We've got a mattress. We've got a mattress at I-29 and Berry Road.
Condition and size.
Condition and size.
Please. Right. As always,
twin.
913-576-7610. We did have that couch go, though.
Oh, the leather couch.
Last week in Belton, it finally went. Belton. Somebody went and got it.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe somebody picked up that leather couch
good
in Belton.
That,
so that's
man.
Good.
We're that's just a doing, nice dorm room.
We're just doing our service out here.
That's what we do.
It's a nice dorm room accoutrement. Mm. Where'd you get that mattress? 29 and Berry Road. Where'd you get yours?
No financing.
Yeah, zero financing.
Or they say, where'd you get that mattress? Like 610 Sports Radio. What?
Yeah,
how'd you do
out
that?
Mattresses.
Well, they said it on the air. I went and picked it up.
Yeah.
Listen and win, baby.
That's right.
Listen
that's
and
right.
win.
Is that how that works?
Royals tickets and mattresses.
That's how that works. Okay, that's fine. We'll talk to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, coming up at 8:30. It's not just Devontae Adams, apparently, that Aaron Rodgers or OTAs that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a part of. Now he's making headlines for skipping his brother's wedding.
Yeah, how about that? Aaron Rodgers, invited to the wedding, did not show. His brother married the girl he met on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, one of those shows on CBS, and said that, I invited my brother. I knew he wasn't going to show up. But, like, you wonder why, like, Devontae Adams wanted out, right? It wasn't necessarily as much maybe to play with Derek Carr. It's like, I don't want to be around this guy anymore. Like, this guy won't even go to his brother's wedding, man. His brother's trying to make amends and fix the relationship. Aaron Rodgers, to me, seems like one of the more miserable people on earth and shouldn't be. He's a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, a millionaire, you know, a dozen times over, has beautiful women in his life, has everything going for him, and yet he's just seemingly a miserable human being. Doesn't he seem miserable to you?
He does, but also family could suck, too.
Yeah, it can. You're absolutely right.
Might not be him that's the problem. He's like, I'm not dealing with this stuff.
Yeah, but it's like his whole family against him. It's
but, they were
like,
married on May the 14th.
Yeah.
And apparently, he was invited and didn't go.
Oh, it's a good mattress. So. It's a queen still wrapped in plastic. That is a find.
Hello.
Yeah, that
hello.
Is
hello.
Big.
That's a good
get there. Where's the location again?
Yep. I-29 and Berry Road.
Okay, get there.
Yeah. Couch on I-29 and Berry Road DFA'd as well. Corresponding roster move expected soon from the 913.
Very nice.
Somebody DFA'd their couch.
I do like that. That's really good.
Couch was out of options.
What'd you do? Threw it on the road.
Had to let it go.
Out of options. Yes. Been moving that thing back up and down I-29 for a long, long time between Omaha and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Finally had to DFA that couch.
Yeah, it's gone, man. Get rid of the couch.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So Aaron Rodgers not presumably going to do OTAs and didn't go to, I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, I don't care that he's not doing OTAs. None of that bothers me. It's just like nobody wants to be around this guy.
I do laugh that that's a story right now. Like they're questioning, I think I saw it on either NFL Network or ESPN. I was like, questioning, does Aaron Rodgers need OTAs?
No.
Where have we been? No. Is Jordan Love going to get more snaps? Well, I would expect he would.
I would hope so. He needs everyone he can get.
Those are the times he gets snaps. I don't understand how this is different than any other year with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
He needs every snap that he can get and every rep that he can get so people can figure out if he's going to be any better than he's already been or was or whatever it was. Like he needs to get reps. He needs to get reps so he can showcase himself, maybe get traded somewhere.
This guy might bring you to the ballpark. I guess we need to play an edition of should he come to Kansas City.
Should he come to Kansas City?
The answer to me is yes.
I agree.
I think it'd be entertaining.
Should he come to Kansas City?
And I think it would be entertaining.
Should he come to Kansas City?
It'll be entertaining, you say?
Yeah. I don't really care about productivity right now. I don't know there's anything that can magically help them productivity wise.
The Royals?
Correct.
They're steamrolling towards 100 losses.
Right?
Yeah, no.
But can I be entertaining while doing that?
Yeah.
I think you should.
I think you should try.
Why not bring? He's ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's just needing a phone call.
Should he come to Kansas City?
48-year-old Bartolo Colon.
Let's go. Yep. I'm in.
He actually would like to join the Mets.
Right.
After Max Scherzer is injured. Jacob DeGrom's injured.
Mm-hmm.
Another pitcher for them is injured. And Bartolo Colon, at the age of 48, continues to work very hard, hoping to receive an opportunity from the Mets, according to Hector Gomez.
Well, I don't think it has to be the Mets. I think it could be any team right now. Now, you'd like to play for the Mets.
He's 49 next week.
Yes, yeah, so.
But he's Bartolo Colon.
From the text line, so. Ryan O'Mattress. Sorry, Josh. I can't understand.
It's pretty good. But my answer would be yes. Bring Bartolo Colon to Kansas City.
Right.
And
Why not?
I'm typically not on these, but I'm all for the entertainment. I just wish pitchers were hitting now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could still DH. He could still DH. Look, it's no secret the Royals are not playing good baseball right now, right? It's fair to say.
Yes.
How many wins do they have?
14.
14?
14,
is it
yes.
14?
14.
14 and 26?
Yes.
12 yeah. games under 500?
Uh-huh.
Quarter of the way through the season?
Uh-huh.
26 times 4 is over 100? They're steamrolling towards 100 losses. Steamrolling towards 100 losses right now.
Uh-huh.
Why not bring Bartolo Colon?
I love it.
And love it. Give you some sort of entertainment value, right?
Yes.
And we wouldn't have to talk about
this. He must hit.
If this team was playing better baseball.
I'm not looking to really help them get more wins. I just want to
You want
be
something that's entertaining.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you see on Twitter, Bartolo Colon's coming into the game. You're going to watch.
Yes, I am.
You're going to pay attention to that.
I am.
You're tuning in.
I am.
I know I am as well.
I
want to see 49-year-old Bartolo Colon pitch for the Royals.
Yes.
Let's go. Give us something.
I've seen him hit dingers and softball and stuff.
And then he hit that home run a couple of years ago out in San Diego, which is maybe the greatest home run of all time in baseball history. He hit that one into the warehouse. I mean, when Bartolo Colon connected on that one and stuck it into the warehouse out there in left field in San Diego, that was looked at as an everyman home run, right? Like, we all look at ourselves and go, if that guy can play in the big leagues, so can I. If Alejandro Kirk can play in the big leagues, hey, man, gives everybody the opportunity to play a big league baseball game. I like the way you think, Josh. Bartolo Colon to Kansas City.
I love it.
Maybe he would have thrown a strike yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't have nibbled around the plate.
Bartolo Colon hasn't nibbled on nothing ever. He goes full in. Let's go.
I mean, it might not be coming very hard at you, but
so?
Might be a strike.
It'd be over the strike, right? Let's go.
Savannah
Let's
Bananas players, fine, whatever.
Anything right
Guy
now.
On stilts hitting, I don't care at this point. Like, give me something that's entertaining.
Guy on stilts.
You've seen that guy, right?
No, his name's Stilts. My kids loved him.
Oh,
my daughter's like,
Stilts?
His name is Stilts. I got Stilts autograph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Stilts.
I mean, I've seen him hit with the stilts and run to first. I'm all for it.
I mean, it's hard to watch right now, man. Like, Brady Singer was great yesterday, and then to see the ultimate meltdown by the bullpen. Wasn't this two Sundays in a row they had a 6-0 lead?
Yes, it was 6 days ago when I tweeted out yesterday because I went back and looked. I'm like, I remember them blowing a 6-0 lead before, and I was really angry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a week ago. Yeah. So 2 weeks in a row, they've blown a 6-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, come on, do better than that.
Other than that, it's going great.
Yeah. Other than that 6-run lead, how's the season going? And what did you say yesterday? They've had four game losing.
This is their fourth four game or more losing streak now.
Yeah.
And we're at the quarter point of the season.
They've already had four more game losing streaks.
You mentioned before the season started, you can't have extended losing streaks.
Right. That was the one thing you had to eliminate.
They've not eliminated that.
Again, as we talked about to start the show, I'm done saying Matheny or Dayton or any of this, right? It's baseball. It's baseball. And until baseball is willing to be
baseball,
fixed, right? It is. But until baseball is willing to fix itself, this is what it's going to be like. I made the analogy to the mall. Major League Baseball is a mall, okay? It is anchored by Sears on one side and Macy's on the other, the Yankees and the Dodgers. And in the middle, they're just businesses, man. They don't care about them. The Hickory Farms kiosk.
Are we the
Sunglass Hut kiosk, the Sam Goody, you know, whatever
Pagoda.
It is, the Pearson Pagoda, Claire's Boutique,
yeah.
Orange Julius. Mm-hmm. Like, you need all of those stores in the middle to do well to make the mall strong, not just your anchor tenants. If it's just your anchor tenants that are doing well and nobody else in the middle is doing well, well, it's going to disappear. We've seen every mall in America, for the most part, disappear.
Are we the calendar shop?
The calendar kiosk, right. That's kind of where we are right now. Major League Baseball is a mall. Their anchor tenants are really strong. You've got your Craftsman tools. You got your auto body shop. You got Macy's,
but
man.
Even those are crumbling, you know.
And even those are starting to crumble a little bit. And it's kind of shaky ground a little bit there. But all those stores in the middle, those Piercing Pagoda, the Merry-Go-Round, the Spencer
Gift. I just want to be Annie Ann's.
Annie Ann's.
That's all I want to be.
Any of them. They're all starting to say, maybe this mall isn't the right place for us. Maybe we need to get out. And that's what Major League Baseball is right now. It is a mall that has strong anchor tenants, but eventually even Sears closes. Look at Metcalf South. Eventually Sears closes. Eventually Macy's closes. They're closing a bunch of stores out there right now. If Major League Baseball isn't careful, they will go the way of the mall. And the mall doesn't exist anymore. And that's where baseball's headed. If Hickory Farms isn't giving you enough sausage and Sam Goody isn't selling enough records, they're going to leave. Open spaces, no money, tenants, no, gone. Landlord, closed mall, done. Baseball's a mall right now. Good anchor tenants, but everything else in between, man, you got to find a way to strengthen that. And they're not willing to do that. Until Major League Baseball is willing to strengthen the entire mall and to give Hickory Farms the ability to be an anchor tenant, we're going to have this. We're going to have this nonsense. And it's baseball. It's not the Royals per se. It's baseball.
It's time to talk to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Call 816-363-4BEN for a spring plumbing inspection. Well, Bob said it's not about Mike Matheny. It's not about Dayton Moore, Vern. Your post-game callers would beg to differ. A lot of angst going on with even the manager these days.
Yeah, that was a tough one last night. And look, I don't disagree with anything that Bob's saying about the health of the sport. There is no arguing that baseball is very unhealthy. I don't know if it's going the way of the mall. It could be going the way of the NHL. To where you're no longer one of the big sports in this country. I could see that, but those anchor tenants that you speak of in New York and in Los Angeles, the sport will remain successful because of those two anchor tenants, correct?
Yeah, but eventually, you know, you need other foot traffic, because what if you're saying, you know, I'm going to merry-go-round to get a pair of Cavaricci's and I need a screwdriver, I'll stop by the Sears, right?
Yeah.
You know, you'll stop by the Sears.
Yeah, I understand your point, and I don't disagree with the big picture, but that doesn't excuse where the Royals are this year. Many people were expecting improvement. I don't know if the majority of Royals fans were expecting this team to vie for a postseason spot or win the division, but I can assuredly say that Royals fans did not expect this team to be the worst in the American League a quarter of the way through the season. I understand the landscape of Major League Baseball and the finances are all screwed up in this game, and the two sides, you're right, they do need to come together with a salary cap and a salary floor, and they can both start working together to build this game. I agree with you. But the Royals' opening day payroll is 23rd in Major League Baseball. That means seven teams spend less. There's three teams that spend half as much as the Kansas City Royals. all seven teams that spend less than the Royals have a better record right now than the Kansas City Royals. That's inexcusable. There's just no, you said they're barreling towards 100 losses. That means they've gone backwards since the beginning of the rebuild in 2018, and that's just not palatable for anybody in this town.
Well, and also, too, Vern, I mean, you mentioned the salary cap and the salary floor, and so many people have said, you know, over there, that's not going to solve anything. But you know what it does? It gives the perception out there that teams are going to be on the same playing field. I think baseball fans right now are more against the game than they've ever been, because we saw a 100-day lockout that for the majority of baseball fans, nothing got better, nothing got changed. In fact, it probably got a little bit harder for teams like the Royals and the Pirates and the Reds to have sustained winners with the way that they have raised the minimum salary. And now you can't hide a guy in the minors to save a year of eligibility and all of that kind of stuff. Like, I think right now the baseball fan, the casual baseball fan, or maybe even the diehard baseball fan, depending on what you want to use, feels scorned by this lockout and look around and go, nothing got better for the fan. Like, nothing changed.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I don't know. The baseball fans that I'm talking to every single day are Royals fans, and they're solely focused on the Royals. And look, that's another problem right now, that the game is way too provincial, that you don't care about anything other than your hometown team. But, you know, looking at the micro of 2022, all that ancillary stuff, all the issues with Major League Baseball, I don't see the direct connection with 14-26, dead last in the American League Central, worst run differential in the American League, third worst in all of Major League Baseball. Look, baseball's in a rough place. Royals, too, are in a rough place because, you know, offensively, the guys that are above the age of 25, outside of Andrew Benintendi and Hunter Dozier, have disappointed mightily. The number four and number five spot in your rotation are giving you 3 2/3, 4 innings, 2/3 of an inning, thus taxing your bullpen. So then when Brady Singer turns in an outstanding performance like we saw yesterday, you know, the big names in your bullpen cough it up. Now, I don't think that these guys are overworked talking about Barlow or Staumont. They hadn't pitched since Wednesday. They lost that game yesterday. But what you're going to see as this season progresses, if you continue to get those short starts from whoever's filling Hernandez's spot and whoever's filling Bubic's spot, you keep getting short starts from them, the bullpen will be taxed, and this thing's just going to continue to go down the drain.
So what's the solution as we sit here? And I listened to your whole postgame show yesterday because I just couldn't stop listening to some of the callers talking about they need to pitch more to the blue zones on batters instead of the red zones. Mike Matheny doesn't know
about
how to read scouting reports.
Pitch to the blue zones,
When I'm hearing that, I know we're in crisis mode right now. We're talking about pitching to the blue zones on batters now.
I think the answer, sadly, I hate saying this, but I think the answer, I say gut it, but you're not really gutting it. But trade everyone or be willing to trade just about everyone that's above the age of 25.
Are you talking Salvi too?
Well, yeah, go try to, but he's in year one of a 4-year, $82 million deal, and he's on the IL. Good luck moving that contract. And even if you were able to move that contract, because you're unloading so much money, you would get peanuts in return. And then the kind of PR that you would have to turn around and do in your city for trading away number 13. No, I don't see a Salvador Perez trade coming anytime soon. But Andrew Benintendi, Hunter Dozier, Whit Merrifield, Brad Keller, Scott Barlow, Michael A. Taylor, those seven names should be on the block. And it sounds drastic, but you look at the foundation that J.J., Dayton, John Sherman, that they'll be able to build on moving forward. It's not too shabby. Honestly, it's better than where they were to start 2018 or 2019. You're going to have a rotation with a 25-year-old Daniel Lynch, 25-year-old Brady Singer, two guys that you believe could be maybe not number ones, but number two and number three in a championship rotation, and then an offense built around Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Vinny Pasquantino, Kyle Isbell. It's a pretty solid foundation. You got middle of the lineup bats and you got top of the rotation arms. It sounds drastic when I say gut it, but there's no reason with savvy trades, There's no reason why you can't turn it around quickly.
Well, no, there's no reason to say gut it. We're 14-26. Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, nobody's doing anything worthwhile right now. And for me, other than Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, from a position player standpoint, I don't care who you trade. Go get rid of them all, because we're not winning with them.
Yeah, MJ.
I guess MJ. Yeah, MJ. Okay. Yeah, I'm good on that. Yeah,
that's why Vertz has got over 25. Yeah. You know
that. Yeah, yeah. And you know, Emmanuel Rivera is going to turn 26 in about a month. I know you guys want to hang on to him, so we'll put Emmanuel Rivera into that group as well. But I'm
we'll
open.
Go with that. Yeah.
Greinke, Staumont, Barlow. Look, if they come calling, you have to win these trades, though. Look, to your point, when you're in Kansas City, you can't write a check to make a problem go away. You can't lose trades. You need to look down to Tampa. You know, Tampa has made markets like Kansas City look bad. Tampa doesn't spend money, and yet they just continuously win. Tampa's really hurts. People like you and me or John Sherman when they're trying to cry poverty or the difficulties of this game, Tampa kind of turns that all on its head and makes Kansas City or Baltimore or Seattle or whatever market makes them look foolish when they cry about wages of Major League Baseball players and the salary or the lack of a salary cap and a salary floor.
But they're the outlier, though, Vern, with all this.
I agree,
right?
But they're still doing it.
You're right. You're right.
It can be done.
Yeah, all you need is one. Can we trade rosters with Tampa? Just 26 for 26. Just swap them out.
I don't know why they would do it, but yeah, I'd sign off on it.
Okay, I would too.
You're getting a lot of push
They can keep Brett Phillips, though. I think he's tired.
Yeah, I'm. He's worn, man. Like, talk about a guy, like, in my opinion, like, enough. I don't for a guy who literally does nothing, and you go,
like, what a privileged life you've led, that baseball can always be fun for you, and it just comes naturally. There's some guys coming from outside this country that are grinding, trying to send money back to the family. Let's cool out on how much fun the game should be, Brett.
The group that wanted somebody fired and they got the hitting coach that are now coming for Mike Matheny, apparently. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't understand it. Small picture, you look at last night's game. Ned Yost handles that game the exact same way. Most managers handle that game the exact same way. Scott Barlow's your best reliever. Josh Staumont's your second best reliever. They coughed up the game. They lost the game. The only thing I would say about Mike Matheny is when he was brought to take over this team in 2020, it was because that clubhouse was lifeless, because Ned Yost was on his celebratory World Series champion, I'm retiring. He was on his tour, and good for him. Mm-hmm. He was Grandpa Ned inside that clubhouse, just always talking about rebuilding, almost embracing losing, and that is a problem. When an acceptance of losing begins to permeate in the organization, it's an issue. So they bring in Mike Matheny, and he brings an intensity. He brings a passion that wasn't present inside that clubhouse. But Mike Matheny was brought here to turn the page from the losing to the winning. And now, as you mentioned, we're barreling towards a 106 loss season. I'm wondering how much not just the clubhouse, how they're reacting to Mike Matheny, who wants to win every single day. But I wonder how much Mike Matheny's embracing what appears to be not just a rebuild this season, but likely a rebuild next season before you try for the postseason in 2024. I'm wondering if the rebuild will get the best of Mike Matheny the way that losing got the best of the clubhouse before Mike Matheny arrived. So that's going to be interesting to watch. This was certainly not the manager brought in by Dayton Moore to extend the rebuild. This was the guy that was supposed to help them get over the hump. The talent hasn't really lined up, and the intensity that Mike Matheny has brought hasn't necessarily been matched by that clubhouse either.
Yeah, you're right about all that. And that's why I look at Mike Matheny. I'm like, what do you want this guy to do? I mean, he's really trying to win baseball games right now with maybe,
because he brought that life. Fesco, you're around him enough. You know he's brought that life to this team. It's just the talent hasn't been able to match it.
Yeah, you're right about that, Vern. I mean, you see him and the passion. Like this guy wants to win, man. He like it eats him up inside. Just look at his face in a post game interview. I mean, like it's like he's seeing ghosts or something out there. Like, he's never been part of this. He's been part of winning organizations as a player and as a manager before he got here. He's not used to this losing. I don't think he understood how difficult this could potentially have been.
And, you know, you hear people say, well, maybe he's too intense. Well, too bad. Well,
too
whoever's
bad,
saying
yeah.
he's too intense can get the hell out of here. I mean, there are a lot of...
You're a professional baseball player. Stop coddling these guys. Make them fly commercial from now on. I'm serious about that. No more private jets.
They lose. It's commercial.
Commercial. Oh, you can't get a next flight out because KCI has limited options and you got to connect through Denver? Tough.
All aboard Frontier. Yeah. The thing is there's a lot of nice young men inside that clubhouse, but a lot of them have a win-loss record in their career about 200 to 300 games below 500. Guys like Dozier and Lopez and Mondi and Merrifield haven't played in a big game in the month of September in their life. So for as much as I respect them as ball players, I'm really not trying to hear from them anymore.
Yeah, I heard you say that yesterday. Yeah. I don't care what any of these guys have to say. They're all losing right now.
And that's all they've done, you know, for... And I feel for Brad Keller and the tone that he had to take after Saturday's game. Brad Keller makes his big league debut game one of the 2018 season, which is game one of the rebuild. And here we are now 5 years later. Brad Keller, top 20 in the league in innings pitched, has a 3.2 ERA and yet a record of 1-4. There's a part of me that likes Brad Keller so much. Man, I hope he gets traded so he gets an opportunity to show his talents on a winning ball
club. He's having a hell of a season, though, man. That guy is pitching his lights out right now, man.
Yeah, more than half of his 8 starts have gone longer than 6 innings.
Yeah.
And for as much as I want him traded, boy, I shudder at the idea of this rotation without Brad Keller and this lineup without Andrew Benintendi. If they're really going to gut it and embrace the tank, wow, it is going to get hot, steamy, and ugly out at the K.
Should they bring Bartolo Colon in then?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Again, if you lose Brad Keller, that's 6-7 innings every fifth day you need to figure out how to fill. Why not put Bartolo up there to eat a couple of them?
Yeah, because he'd do it.
You know he'd eat them.
Yeah, 100% he would.
Vern, hang in there. We'll talk to you next week.
Godspeed.
That's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing. Call 816-363-4BEN and get that spring plumbing inspection. You notice he just extended the rebuild another year.
I heard it, Josh.
My head hurt. Another defensive lineman's off the market. We'll get to that next.
Listening to the home of What We Learned with Billy Coons.
Legend Ball, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
You lost one.
Let go to get one. Lose some to win some.
You lost one.
Meant to be,
for she loves her work more than she does me. And honestly, at 23, I would probably love my work more than I did she. So we ain't we, it's me and her.
So cross another one off the list. I'm good with it. I didn't like the price, but I told you when the Chiefs lost out on Melvin Ingram, the next name you've heard of, or any of the next names you've heard of, might cost you more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be the case. Jadeveon Clowney is staying with the Browns. 1 year, $11 million deal to remain with the Browns. 9 sacks a season ago, opposite Myles Garrett. 1 for 11, I'm not in on, Bob. I feel like that's, I don't think you need to be in that category. I was really liking the 1 for, the 1 for 5s, the 1 for 4s.
Yeah.
He's going to make $11 million. I don't know that I need that on a flyer. I feel like the Chiefs aren't looking at that either.
Yeah,
like
I don't think
they're
not
going to bid against maybe themselves to go get that veteran defensive lineman at this point.
Yeah, I think when you look at what they're doing right now, their perception of what they have at defensive end is completely different than what our perception may be of what they have at defensive end right now. If they looked at their defensive end room or position or however you want to phrase it, and they were like panic mode like a lot of us are about that position.
Just go give me one of these veterans and pay them.
Yeah, I think they'd be a little bit more active about that. But there's still so much to to do when it comes to building the roster. There's still a lot of time. We're only at the beginning of OTAs right now. You still have June 1st cuts. You still have training camp cuts. There's going to be guys out there. And the longer that these guys stay unemployed and without a team, the cheaper they're going to be, because they're going to need to get, you know, money starting to flow in a little bit, right? Like a guy like Trey Flowers, or, you know, a couple of the guys we talked about last week, Jason Pierre-Paul or whatnot. Like, these guys are going to need to get money flowing in. And they're going to start to sign with teams, probably, I don't want to say for pennies on the dollar, but for a lot less than they would have been if it was March or April, or, you know, even late May right now. So the further we get to the regular season, I would imagine the more bargains you're going to have out there from a free agency standpoint. And you want to sit back and wait to see what's going to happen, you know, a week from tomorrow, June 1st, when all the cuts start to happen, and when we start to see who gets cut in training camp. So there are going to be options out there for the Chiefs. I just don't think they're in panic mode right now, because I think their perception of what they have may be a lot different than what our perception is of what they have.
Yeah, and they value the depth. And plus, a defensive line, look, the last few years, it's been about, give me 2.5 deep.
Yeah.
And play. You know what I mean? Like, they don't seem to necessarily worry about, these are my frontline guys and what's mine. It's a pretty steady rotation how they use their defensive linemen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think they probably value it as higher than we would. I feel like they need to get one of those veteran guys, like a Clowney, like a, what was Ingram, like one more piece until you can figure out, you know, in the draft or whatever next year, to get another youngster or what have you, another kind of bridge piece. So the 1 year I liked, the 11, I felt like was probably out of their range. It seems though that they might not, there wasn't a overwhelming sense of urgency to do anything with Ingram.
Right.
And they could have got that one done.
Could have got it done. But maybe there wasn't a sense of urgency on his part either, too.
Yeah.
You know? But and I don't know. There obviously was. He signed.
He signed. Yeah. He signed probably earlier than many people thought. I don't know if the urgency is there to do it. And I'm not going to fault them for being patient about it either. Plus, the options aren't, let's be honest, the options don't knock your socks off.
Right.
You can afford to wait on, heck, Jadeveon Clowney.
You could.
You can afford to wait on, take your pick, Justin Houston, mm-hmm. whoever. You can, and if you miss them, you miss them.
Right.
And if you get to camp, or maybe beforehand, maybe through OTAs, but maybe by camp, if you feel like you need to go and make a call for one of those, chances are someone of that ilk is still going to be available.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a guy out there. There's going to be somebody out there, and you're going to be able to get him for a lot cheaper than you probably would say. Now, there may be somebody that gets released. There may be somebody that gets cut that you're not expecting to get cut. You may be able to go in there and swoop up. So, or you may look at the guys that you have and say, look, all you knuckleheads out there on the radio talking about our defensive ends,
we're fine.
We're fine. Mike Dan is going to take the next step. Josh Kando is going to take the next step. We've got guys out there. Just because they're not household names right now and we're all not familiar with their work doesn't mean they don't love those guys inside the organization, and they may view those guys as big-time pieces for the puzzle moving forward. So you have to kind of just let it all play out. And, you know, I still think you need defensive line help. Maybe they don't believe that. So it's all about what they believe and how they feel about their team right now. And I'd like to see some of these younger guys get the opportunity to play so you don't have to go out there and spend money on a stopgap guy.
I mean, hindsight being 2020, I had to probably try to find one more in the draft.
Yeah, I probably would have done that as well. But again,
I was coming out of the draft counting on Melvin Ingram to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now one more is off the list.
Right.
And the list keeps getting shorter, and you keep going, you kind of have to squint to make yourself feel like that's an option they need to do at this point
right,
in time.
Exactly.
That's pretty limited this time of the year. So I don't think they missed on Jadeveon Clowney. I'm cool with them not getting him for $11 million.
Mm-hmm. $11 million is a lot.
Bob has pitched a retro day for Arrowhead. What does that mean? We'll get to it next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.